Another look into crop planting progress across the U.S. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. Monday, we had our weekly planting report out, and as for corn in Iowa, 49% planted, Minnesota 44%, Nebraska 50%, and South Dakota 39% planted. As for soybeans in Iowa, seeing 38% planted, Minnesota 22%, Nebraska 34%, and South Dakota 25% planted. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey has an update on emergence progress across corn and beans.
Corn emergence really taking off with that warmth in the northern and western corn belt. We saw 17% of the corn emerging during the week ending May 11th to reach 28% nationally on that date. That number is ahead of the five-year average of 21% and last year's 21%. Soybean emergence taking advantage of that warmth in the western and northern corn belt. 10% of the crop emerging during the week to reach 17% overall. That's ahead of the five-year average of 11% and last year's 15%.
We're also seeing an above-average planting pace for sugar beets across the country.
91% is the overall planting number, far ahead of the five-year average of 69% and slightly ahead of last year's 90%. Sugar beet planting nearing completion in Minnesota at 91% and a little over three-quarters done in North Dakota, 77%. But even there, that's far ahead of the five-year average of 53%.
What about spring wheat planting and emergence?
That shows roughly two-thirds, 66% of the spring wheat planted by May 11th, well ahead of the five-year average of 49% and last year's 59%. Planting is just about finished in South Dakota, 98% complete. And meanwhile, spring wheat emergence, which really taking off with the hot weather at the end of last week, 27% of the crop emerged, five-year average just 19%. Last year, 23%.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.